This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Imagine if Carl Linder had never tried an ice cream cone. That intriguing thought is from Starfire, a local organization working to build better lives for people with disabilities, as it invites people to its third annual three-day unconference. And the free event starts off August 26th with a blank schedule, which is filled by guests offering classes and presentations on a variety of topics. And joining us to discuss the Starfire three-day, how it brings people together and helps fight the social isolation many people feel these days, are Starfire Executive Director Tim Vogt, Marketing and Events Director Leah Addison, and Board Member Megan Selnick. And thanks everybody for being here this afternoon. Tim, tell me about Starfire. What is it the organization does exactly?
Sure. Well, thanks, Mark, for having us, first of
all. You're very welcome, Tim. Thanks for being here.
Yep. We are a community-building organization, and in particular, we build communities around people with disabilities, try to flip the script from disability towards some sort of strength, and then invite citizens, neighbors, friends, to kind of enter that story and then work on creative ways to make Cincinnati awesome for all of us.
So there are five specific values the organization has. Can you tell me about those?
Sure. We base our work on a guy named John O'Brien and his wife Connie O'Brien's five valued experiences, which are that we're better off when we share common typical places, and we're better off when we get to make choices that honor our own individuality. We're really better off when we get to grow in relationships with other people and when we're respected for ourselves and our own capacities and gifts, and when we're able to make contribution to the world.
Megan, how important is it for Cincinnati to have an organization like Starfire? From what I'm gathering, your mission is to shed some new ideas and different perspectives on the problems that people with disabilities face.
Well, I think the big thing is that each of us have a gift, and I think that it's highlighting that gift, whether it's someone that's disabled or someone that isn't. As you asked the question earlier, what if Carl Linder had never, had an ice cream cone? Giving others the opportunity to find something that they enjoy and that makes them shine, I think, is important in any community. I think it's an inclusivity, from an inclusivity standpoint, we all, come together, to find, one person's, liking is another person's. And that might be a gift that they share, a quality that they share and enjoy. And I think it helps with community building. I think that's a key thing that we've seen in Cincinnati, especially over the last few years. Cincinnati has really come together and grown, whether you take, different neighborhoods growing and connecting those individuals with their neighborhoods, others that are, have similar likings, and shining light on those gifts that those individuals, whether disabled or not, have. We are all really the same. We all have likes and dislikes. We all have feelings. We all have emotions. And why not highlight that?
Leah, since you're the marketing communications specialist here, I have to ask that the thoughts that the organization came up with, you probably will all chip in on this, but Carl Linder never trying ice cream. The other one was if Pete Rose never joined Little League. Or Doris Day never let herself sing to the radio. Where do you come up with the idea for these? Because I think they do show what your organization is trying to do, that they're trying to get people to try new things in order to lead to bigger and better things.
Right. That's exactly right. So those questions, we thought of, Pete Rose, who was at one point an ordinary citizen. He wasn't this big baseball star. Doris Day wasn't singing on movies, and Carl Linder, wasn't the man who he is now. At one point, they were all small, ordinary citizens who maybe were overshadowed by someone or something, or so we think of that. We put that to perspective with present day, and there are still people like that out there who maybe haven't had their chance, haven't found their light, haven't had the opportunity to share their gifts. So imagine if you were that person and you could find your gifts. What could you do with that? How could you harness that power?
Tim, we talk about social isolation, and this is an especially big problem for people who have disabilities.
It is, yeah. And A lot of families and people themselves say the number one thing I want in the world is a friend. I don't really need, I need services, but more importantly, what I need is somebody to know me for my heart and who I am as a person. And we think, like Leah said, those stories are just out there waiting to be discovered. And that's Starfire's, in particular, mission is to discover stories. And when we started this effort to discover the stories of people who are on the margins because of their label of disability, what we discovered was that there was a deep desire in all in everyone that we talked to be known that way. Many people are feeling isolated and lonely, regardless of disability, as Megan said. And this just really hit on a zeitgeist of our times, which is just, boy, I want to be appreciated. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I want to work with other people to get something accomplished that's really great. One of the other marketing questions was, what if Charlie Harper never took an art class? And anybody who was at Luminosity would say, well, then we wouldn't have had Luminosity yes. this year, not in the same way. And these questions are that within each of us is a story just waiting to be born. And if we just stick to the old story of disabled or homeless or old or whatever it might be, then we don't get the chance to really step into what might be a legend.
Mm. Tell me about the Starfire 3-day that starts on the 26th. Is that right? Mm-hmm. You call it an unconference. Now,
sure.
Why an unconference?
Well, we don't have a set agenda. Actually, we have no idea what's going to happen between Tuesday and Thursday. What we do know is we're inviting everybody we know to show up, and we're going to provide food, and people are going to step up and say, I'd like to teach a class on, or I'd like to share a story about, or I'd like to have a conversation about. And they'll pick some times over the next few days that work for them. And then other people will show up and say, I'd like to talk about that too, or I'd like to learn about that. And what happened last year was we just filled up 3 days full of cool experiences and people innovating and learning together. And it was like 150 people a day that were just in and out of each other's lives and in and out of each other's stories. So we've got a few people that have committed to be there. So we know there will be a few people. There's a guy over in Bellevue, Kentucky, where I'm from, that has written video series on financial apprenticeship, which how do you use money to create relationships and love as opposed to seeing it as an end in and of itself? And then there's the People's Liberty Project, sponsored by the Hale Foundation. They're going to come and present, like, what if you could take a year off work and figure out your lifelong dream, you know? So we're going to try to have some change makers, some people that are really thinking about the future and that are, we think, are the storytellers over the next 20 years.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Megan, this is the third year for the event. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
And what kind of attendance have you had in the past for this?
Last year.
Hundreds?
Hundreds, okay. Last year. Our first year, last year was the first year of doing it in the evening. The first year we did it during the daytime, so not a huge showing. But I think that this year, you know, the same people are probably going to show up that showed up last year. You get a high energy from it, and they're excited. They were already talking about, well, next year, is this happening next year? Well, sure, yeah, come. So they're going to show up, we hope, and then they're going to bring their friends because I'm sure that, you know, they want to spread that energy too.
Okay, Leah. Mm-hmm. And Megan, you think this is something that's going to grow year after year?
I do see it growing. I think that hopefully with where we have it, we grow out of that space when we host this, because I think it's something that allows for a conversation that anyone can have and share any idea, any topic. You know, it's just something unique. It's an unconference. There's no, you know, set of guidelines or rules that we're doing with this. And I think that's the beauty of it.
What kind of speakers have you had in the past?
Yeah. So last year we had, a mindfulness class. John Orr came in, who is a therapist, and he did an hour of mindfulness and meditation. We had a record swap where a DJ came in and played records, and people would bring their records in, and then they'd swap with each other. We just had some yoga classes. We had the Awesome Foundation come in. So just really a variety across the board of different classes or conversations that people are are offering.
And do I understand correctly, you don't actually ask when they come to you and say, I want to be part of this. You don't say, well, what are you going to talk about? You just
let them come in.
And it's completely free flowing.
Exactly. It's completely open to interpretation. If you want to offer a conversation, or if you want to just say a topic and then bring it to open for discussion, you're completely free and open to do that.
It's really beautiful in that it's like they'll usually check in and say, is it important if I talk about this? And we say, yeah. Like last year, somebody said, I really care about couponing. And we were like, okay, great. And
that's a valuable skill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She had a class full of like 20 people that wanted to hear about couponing. And so, we really do think that this open source kind of, you know, democratic way of learning is really important, and people are thirsty for it.
Tim, how can people become involved in the unconference? Do they have to register or just show up?
Show up. 5030 Oaklawn Drive on Tuesday. What time, Leah?
It's 5:00 on Tuesday, and we're going to have dinner available. And then the other thing is, so Wednesday and Thursday we have it from 3 to 8:30, but that doesn't mean you have to be there from 3 to 8:30. You can come and go as you please. So if you see on the calendar, which we'll create on Tuesday, that you want to show up Wednesday at 3, but then you don't want to show up again until something is happening at 6, sure, come in and out, or come through for the whole day, whichever you prefer. Yeah, definitely.
And we've got like 4 or 5 vans that we own. So we say, look, if you just want to meet at Starfire and then you want to go, last year they took tours of the community gardens around town. And so they just hopped in a van and did a little learning tour, learning journey. And so we have those resources as well.
Megan, what's the effect that you're seeing on the community that this 3-day event is having?
I think it's interesting to see everyone coming together. You know, even though it's a different, you know, topic that someone might want to teach or speak about, seeing everyone come together as a whole, you know, 150 people a day, that's a large number of people to come together for something that really isn't
doesn't really
structured.
Have an agenda to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think in seeing something like that grow, it shows everyone's, you know, curiosity level. And I think it also shows, you know, everyone's willingness to learn something new. And I think you're continuing to grow, and Starfire is continuing to grow, and change and evolve. And, you know, I think that kind of showcases what we do, you know, from a learning aspect and, you know, finding, you know, what it is that one likes and coming together as a whole, you know, 150 people in a room with no schedule to learn something. They don't know what yet, but they're going to learn something.
Leah, how difficult is it to keep things flowing with so many different people coming in with so many different topics? Is there somebody who acts as the MC and coordinates the whole thing?
No, as Starfire staff, we're kind of just all there to help each other out. There's not really one person that's there as the MC necessarily. We'll be there throughout and kind of guiding people through if they can't find a room, or if maybe they're having a hard time reading the schedule or don't know really the description of a class. There will be some people scattered throughout the building to guide you to where you might want to go.
And Tim, the Starfire 3-day, now that's an annual event, but then you do something on a monthly basis, don't you, that's kind of modeled after the whole Starfire concept?
We do. We do neighborhood learning labs in Northside, Price Hill, Madisonville, and Bellevue. And the idea is just to say, well, let's even get it even more hyper-local in that we're just talking about the gifts of the people within, say, 5 blocks of my front door. And we've discovered that there's just as many people out there to teach just as many things. And it's funny, you know, you bring up there's no agenda, and really there's not. And we don't know. We could spend 3 days just looking at each other. You know, it could happen.
I hope not.
I hope not as well, but it still could happen. And you say, well, what if people get lost or don't figure it out? And this is all speaking to like risk and fear. And I think that that's been an interesting thing over, especially last year. People are like, what are we going to do? And then they figure out that, you know what? It's okay. If we're in the room, if we're together and we're hanging in there, then we're going to be okay. And I think that that's one of the best outcomes of the entire event.
What are some of the other projects that Starfire is involved in throughout the year, Tim, and some examples of those?
Sure. So every year we do about 20 projects that are intended to build intentional community around a person with a disability. So we start with a person's life, and then we just say, what would you like to learn or get connected to? And so This year, we did a project around a guy who was into video games, and his neighbor started an antique or vintage video game store. And so this guy had video game tournaments, and all these video game nerds would get together. Sorry, video game nerds. And they would get together and have Tecmo Bowl tournaments or Super Mario Kart tournaments. And the whole idea of, like, you can build community in about 10 billion ways. And that's one of them, right? So, other people had other projects around cooking or around plays and theater and art. So it's a variety. Whatever anybody's interested in, that's where we start.
And give me the details for the upcoming conference again. It's
Tuesday through Wednesday. Yeah. Okay. Or through Thursday.
Address?
5030 Oaklawn Drive.
And it's a kid-friendly event?
Absolutely. Families are welcome. We think that this starts when kids are super young. So.
And where can people get more information about this? Starfire in general?
Yeah, our website, starfirecouncil.org, and our Facebook page, Starfire Cincy.
Okay. And you can also find a link to that at wvxu.org. Well, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Starfire Executive Director Tim Vogt, Marketing and Events Director Leah Addison, and Board Member Megan Selnick.